Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The auto world is stunned today with news that Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn has been arrested in Japan for financial misconduct. He's the architect of the three-way union of Renault, Nissan, and Mitsubishi. Leisha Santarelli is covering this story for the BBC, and she's here with us now. As someone who follows the global auto industry, Leisha, how surprising is this news?
Well, Cynthia, if I was to rank it on a scale of 1 to 10, I think it's much, much closer to 10. Everyone was taken aback by Mr. Ghosn's arrest, and I think this was reflected in the share markets, where we saw Renault, which was trading at the time when the news came out, plunge by as much as 15%. Mitsubishi and Nissan are listed in Tokyo, and so we can expect some pretty strong reaction when the market reopens there on Tuesday. But based off the American depository receipts for Nissan, it looks like it's going to be a day of heavy selling. So everyone's really taken aback, investors included.
Exactly what is Ghosn accused of doing?
Well, the allegations involve Mr. Ghosn underreporting his salary. The local media outlets in the country, they are called Kyodo and Jiji, say that, for example, on a salary of 10 billion yen, he reported that at around nearly 5 billion yen. So to put that in US dollars, his salary was close to $89 million, and he reported it at nearly half that. So that's one allegation. Another involves the personal use of company assets, and according to Nissan, significant acts of financial misconduct. And they didn't go into further detail as to what these significant acts were, but they're taking it very seriously.
And there was another top executive, an American, arrested with him, correct?
That's right. All the attention has focused on Mr. Ghosn for now, but Greg Kelly is a 62-year-old executive. He rose through the ranks. He started out in human resources, but according to Nissan, he was deeply involved in these acts of financial misconduct. What we know of Mr. Kelly, according to trade publications, is that he was the first American board member at Nissan. There are four non-Japanese on Nissan's nine-person board.
So do we have any idea yet how long this has allegedly been going on? What is Nissan saying?
Nissan says that this misconduct has been going on for a number of years, but they didn't really give much detail beyond that because these remain allegations, and in Japan, an arrest also does not mean that Mr. Ghosn is guilty. And so we'd have to go through the judicial process to see more facts emerge.
Leisha, how did this come to light?
Well, this actually came to light through an internal whistleblower. So this is something that is quite unique to Japan in recent years. We've had major companies come out to the public reporting financial misconduct or accounting irregularities after an internal investigation took place in the company due to a whistleblowing report. Obviously, the person has remained unidentified, but the scale of the scandal is similar to what we saw, for example, at Toshiba in 2015, when back then, at this giant Japanese company, a whistleblower uncovered Toshiba had been inflating profits for many years.
It has to make you wonder about the accuracy of auditing at Nissan, since they are saying that this has happened over many years.
Absolutely. With previous scandals at Toshiba, which I just mentioned, as well as at a camera maker called Olympus, there have been scandals in corporate Japan which have led to questions about the corporate governance as well as the accountability at these big companies as to how they could allow such financial misconduct or wrongdoing to continue for so many years without being spotted. But it does also show that corporate governance is very important to the Japanese because they've come forward and accused one of the most powerful men in the car industry of misconduct, basically, based off this whistleblower report and an investigation that they said took several months.
Now, just thinking of what accomplishments Carlos Ghosn is most known of, I know here in Michigan, many folks may remember he pushed very hard for a three-way alliance among General Motors, Renault, and Nissan, but that did not come together. But what were some of his other top accomplishments through his very, very prominent career?
Carlos Ghosn was the man who saved Nissan, an iconic Japanese company, from collapse. He turned its fortunes around and he brought it into the auto industry's biggest partnership, which you mentioned, over the course of 20 years, he has basically proven himself to be a very, very efficient boss. He was nicknamed at the company Le Cost Killer because of his ruthless management style. Because of his success at turning Nissan around and bringing together these disparate car makers into this alliance, he gained a real cult following, particularly in Japan. He even had, for example, a manga, a Japanese comic written about his life. Japanese businessmen used to buy rice sculptures that were done like his face for their lunchboxes. So Mr. Gon really was very popular among the business community. And in recent years, the only questions around his leadership has been around succession. Who is going to take over from Mr. Gon in running the alliance and taking it into the next chapter? Because the auto industry is facing massive upheaval at the moment with the move towards electric and autonomous cars, as well as the impact of the US-China trade war on the industry. And so that was really what people were wondering, what was going to happen and whether anyone could really fill these very big shoes. But now with this scandal, it's really anyone's guess. But most analysts that you speak to would say that it would be very hard for a single person to really replicate what Mr. Gon has achieved.
When you stop and realize these three companies, when you between Renault, Nissan and Mitsubishi, employ more than 470,000 people in what, some nearly 200 countries. This is really something that could have global impact.
Absolutely. So with the alliance, aside from the questions of succession, there are now questions around its survival. One of the big reasons why these car makers came together and consolidated was because back then, Mr. Gon championed creating cheap cars for the masses in emerging markets. He was also an early proponent of electric vehicles, and he believed that there were too many car makers in the world and that the way forward was through consolidation. And so through this alliance, he helped turn ailing fortunes around through economies of scale. So it essentially became cheaper to manufacture cars because all of these three companies were combining their resources rather than having to do it on their own. Now, as to what happens next, well, some people wonder whether without Mr. Gon at the helm and with him being arrested, whether this alliance is going to splinter apart and whether they can survive if they break apart. But what we do know is that Nissan's new chief executive, Hiroto Saikawa, is very much against Renault and Nissan merging, even though today at a press conference he said that the alliance would go on. Analysts are questioning whether it really will. Now, this alliance is very important because it creates one out of every nine cars that were made last year. This alliance basically allows consumers to buy cars for cheaper, especially at such a turbulent time for the industry. And so, like everyone else, everyone's watching to see what will happen next for Mr. Gon and what they end up deciding to do with the alliance, whether to keep it together, who will replace him at the head, if so, or whether it's going to break apart.
Reporting on today's arrest in Japan of Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, we've been talking with Leisha Santarelli with the BBC. Leisha, thank you so much.
It was great speaking to you.